to speak to you again today, but so I wonder what your plans are from now, and how long you're going to have off, and where you think your game is at this stage before you, if you're going on holiday.
I'm not playing until Madrid, so I have time to take a bit of a break, and then get ready. I don't know exactly how long I'll take off, but I need to let my body recover. Although I maybe haven't won as many matches as in previous years, that doesn't mean that when you're at the tournament you aren't practicing every day and preparing for those events. And I've played a lot of tennis this year with the Davis Cup as well. That's an extra couple of weeks. I also played in Rotterdam, which is another week. And then Acapulco was straight through into Miami, so it's been quite a long start to the year for me, and I need to take a little break.
Andy, can you say to us what Fognini does very, very well? I mean, for all the top players, is a little bit of a surprise, because from last year to this year, he makes real improvements. He's very fast, a good forehand. What he does very, very well?
Well, you just answered the question yourself, pretty much. I mean, he moves exceptionally well, especially on the surface. He has a very fast arm, a live arm, so you know, when there's no pace on the ball, like on this court, he can generate power easily. That would be his main strength.
Obviously, we hope it all goes well this afternoon with James. What's your feeling towards the Davis Cup? Obviously, you came back for the Croatia tie last year. Is it something you've got to carry on doing, having had, you know, a good year so far? Is something you're even thinking about for next year as well?
Well, let's see what happens after the next match. I always enjoy playing Davis Cup. My record would suggest that. I think I won 19 singles matches in a row until today. So, yeah, disappointed not to keep that going. I'll think about next year's Davis Cup when we're finished in the competition this year. Domani in Italia.